A powerful bomb exploded at a religious gathering at a Muslim shrine in Islamabad, killing at least 18 worshippers and injuring dozens of others. The apparent suicide bombing is being linked to rivalry between militant Sunnis and Shiites. Ambulances took the dead and injured to nearby hospitals as security forces rushed to cordon off the scene of the blast. Officials have yet to confirm eyewitness accounts that it was a suicide bombing. The explosion occurred early Friday at the main compound of Bari Imam Shrine on the outskirts of Islamabad. Several thousand, mostly Shiite Muslims, had gathered there to celebrate an annual festival. One of the worshippers, Talib Rizvi, says many were injured by the bomb.
They have taken over 60 to 70 injured, and they were very, very seriously injured. It seems to be a suicide blast. They have taken one of the heads, which they feel is the head of the suspect.
Police have launched an investigation but have not made any arrests so far. It is unclear whether the attack is linked to rivalry between militant members of Pakistan's Sunni majority and its Shiite minority. The week-long annual celebrations attract thousands of Pakistanis from each of the Islamic sects to the Bari Imam Shrine, but they hold separate services inside the main compound. Many Shiite worshippers blamed authorities for not preventing the attack. Islamabad's police chief Talat Mahmood dismisses these suggestions.
This thing is going on for the last 1 week. The entire police force was here with all the officers here. If it is a suicide bomber, then you know how difficult it is to stop a suicide bomber.
President Pervez Musharraf has condemned the attack as a terrorist act. Sectarian violence in Pakistan has claimed hundreds of lives in recent years. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.